This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Lamone to lead Senate. Budget deal drains water proposals. Johnson, don't upset BBB balance. Lamone to lead Senate, replacing one wine leader with another. Democratic leaders yesterday selected Senator Monique Lamone of Santa Barbara to be the next president pro tem of the legislature's upper house. Lamone will replace Senator Mike McGuire of Harrisburg earlier next year as he closes out his final term. At a press conference, McGuire described Lamone as a tireless voice for the Central Coast and rural parts of the great state and noted the historical significance of her as the first woman of color to hold the role. Lamone beat out lawmakers from Long Beach, Sacramento, and San Diego, also vying for the seat. Tilt a glass. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers congratulated Lamone, appreciating that she represents the Central Coast wine country. CAWG board chair Greg Hibbets and Lamone said Lamone understands the unique challenges facing wine and agriculture and is well qualified and incredibly prepared to take on the role. CAWG President Natalie Collins honored McGuire for his service representing the North Coast wine country. Collins said he has always had keen awareness of our industry and an open door to those he represents. Keep in mind, Lamone terms out of office in 2028, meaning the battle for the leadership post could reignite in just 2 years. Democratic leaders unveil a budget deal. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and Senate Pro Tem Mike McGuire have reached a budget agreement to close a $12 billion deficit for the coming fiscal year, avoiding the deep cuts proposed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Lawmakers opted to close the shortfall through a mix of $3.5 billion in targeted spending reductions, $7.8 billion in borrowing, and $1 billion in fund shifts and deferrals, sparing critical social programs. Water fights? Well, the lawmakers are siding with environmental advocates by rejecting the governor's proposal to expedite environmental reviews for the Bay Delta Plan, which could benefit voluntary agreements if the State Water Board approves them. They reason the proposal should run through the policy committee process outside of the budget. They made the same argument in rejecting a proposal to fast-track the Delta Tunnel. Climate money. The legislature wants to downsize Newsom's plan for dipping into cap-and-trade dollars to pay for wildlife spending, which traditionally came out of the general taxpayer fund. That could help dairy farmers and other interests competing for the grants. The plan also delayed a decision on reauthorizing the program, yet McGuire told reporters he wants to make that decision by the end of session in September. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump, Johnson insist budget bills on track. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are projecting confidence that the Senate will meet that July 4 deadline for passing the Republicans' budget reconciliation bill. During a business investment roundtable, Johnson said he'd spoken with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and both are optimistic about passing the big, beautiful bill by July. Johnson said he's urging GOP senators to make only limited modifications. Johnson said, quote, "We've got a very delicate balance that we've reached, it took a long time to get there, and we don't want to upset that balance too much. What's next? Well, the Senate Ag Committee is expected to release its portion of the bill this week, a net reduction of $150 billion rather than the $230 billion included in the House version. But in a letter published by Punchbowl News, members of the House Freedom Caucus, they're pushing Senate Republicans to go further on spending cuts than the House did and include more reforms to Medicaid. The HFC also encourages senators to, quote, hold the line on ending some clean energy tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act. Nevada Dem vows to delay broadband appointees. Senator Jackie Rosen, a Democrat of Nevada, threatening to put a hold on all nominations for broadband positions at the Commerce Department after the Trump administration reworked broadband equity access and deployment program rules. Nevada was one of four states that had already selected service providers after having initial proposals that were approved at the end of the Biden administration. Under reworked BEAD program rules, internet providers in the state will need to go through the bidding process again. This decision will put Nevada's broadband funding in jeopardy, and it's a slap in the face to rural communities that need access to high-speed internet, Rosen said in a statement, adding that she will, quote, put a hold on all nominations for Commerce Department positions that oversee or deal with broadband policy in any way until her state gets its BEAD funding. Unions and their allies tell SCOTUS reorganization plans are illegal. Unions, local governments, and groups, including a regional organic farming association, telling the Supreme Court that the Trump administration cannot reorganize government and fire employees without consulting first with Congress. They cite 1977 congressional testimony delivered by Justice Anton Scalia, who said there are but two ways to pursue reorganization. Either Congress gives the president the authority to do so, subject to their undoing his work through the normal process of legislation, or else they must themselves adopt such reorganization through the constitutionally prescribed legislative process, according to a brief filed with the High Court. At issue is an injunction issued by a federal judge in San Francisco halting the reorganization plans at virtually all federal agencies, and that includes the USDA. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the order 2-1. The administration has sought relief now in the Supreme Court. Here's today's final word. In reality, U.S. and U.K. food production practices have more in common than what separate us. We hope continued conversations like these will help move the two countries closer, strengthening agriculture ties, and enable America's farmers to help meet the nutritional needs of families in the United Kingdom. At the word of American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall in a statement issued after meeting with UK officials in London. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.